This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can call and get on the air right now. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Again, our number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online at KlausFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, their office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Klaus quiz question of the week. We'll tell you all about that a little bit later in the show. This morning, we are going to be talking about the importance of assembling your financial team. But before we get there, let's welcome in our good friends from Klaus Financial, C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Great to see you, Malia. How are you today?
Great. Happy to see the little snowflakes in the air.
Yeah, a little dusting on the car this morning. I parked out in the driveway and I thought, oh, should have left her in the garage. It wasn't too bad. Winter is finally here, and that's exciting stuff. We mentioned the website, KlausFinancial.com. Your guys' telephone number, 442-5637. And of course, that's also the number you call at the end of the program for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week got a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for iTunes. Can't go wrong with that. Before we get to this week's topic, which again is the important of putting together that financial team, let's look back on last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and have that as well as the answer.
Yeah, so thank you for listening, those who both listen and call in for these Klaus Quiz Questions of the Week. We appreciate it. But last week's question was, according to a recent study by the General Accountability Office, the amount of student loan debt is growing fastest for which group or demographic? The millennials or people over the age of 50? And the answer was, believe it or not, people over the age of 50 are actually the fastest growing demographic with student loan debt.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy fact.
And we went into a little bit on some of the details. Don't forget, as always, you can get to KlausFinancial.com, KlausFinancial.com. Listen to this week's as well as previous podcasts. And as we mentioned with last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, you may go, wait, how? People over 50, there are reasons, and you can find them all at KlausFinancial.com. Let's talk about, you know, when we talk with you guys about what you guys do, you guys really work independently, but also as part of a team. And you talk about being kind of that quarterback. With Klaus Financial, how do you guys assist people? And when it comes to that team, how important and what are some of those vital roles that other people are playing?
Well, that's a great question, and we do like to point this out once in a while. We have a team within Klaus Financial, but more than that, we have a team of connected, professional, licensed people outside of us that we really lean on to help us put together this whole plan for our clients. So our job really is helping, of course, our clients when they need help with investments, but more than that, as we've said over and over again, quarterbacking what needs to be done. And so what we will do is coordinate with a client's attorney for estate planning documents, perhaps with their insurance agent, perhaps with their banker. It can go as far as even their realtors and so forth, getting them set up with people to help them get through the next phase towards retirement. So it's really important to surround yourself with good professionals. We've been very blessed to have people that are very excellent in their fields, and we can call on them to help, whether it be with a Social Security question. Believe it or not, we don't know everything, and so we really need and depend on people. And having someone working on your behalf to make sure that you personally aren't missing something in the grand picture. You know, as CJ has said so many times, if all we're worried about is getting you the best return, but we haven't looked at the possibility of taxation and when that could occur in your retirement because we haven't reached out to your accountant, you know, shame on us. So we really want to make sure that we're coordinating this whole team on behalf of our clients. It's a very important thing to do.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, KlausFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. You can give us a call right here at the station, 321-1310, or toll free 877-235-1310. But let's talk then about that kind of that coaching position that you guys talk about, that you guys are primarily paying, kind of like that head coach or the guy that's calling the plays. You guys are involved in that, right?
Well, I don't think it's the guy who's calling the plays. It's the females that
I use
there,
that.
Okay?
I use that as the Wisconsin general.
You guys. I know. I've said guys.
That. I say that to my wife, and she says, excuse me? Sorry. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so we people play the we play the coaching and quarterbacking role. So we certainly sit in a pretty central role to your financial team. And as Malia just mentioned, financial team is made up of accountants, insurance agents, bankers, estate planning attorneys, and hopefully somebody is coaching or quarterbacking all of them. We've likened this to, right, like continuity of care, or your general physician who coordinates care amongst other specialists. So that's really one of the roles that we play. We don't know everything. We're just good at playing nice in the sandbox, right? Mm-hmm. We don't throw sand in other people's eyes, and we value other professionals. And so it sounds silly, by the way, but that is so much of our industry. Everybody sits in their sandbox and says, this is my space. We just understand that there's other professionals in your life that you need. And it's not even like we want you to have them. In many circumstances, you need them. And if you don't have them, we're going to push you out to somebody that that you can work with. So our job is to be the coach or quarterback.
So not only were you guys smart in college, but you were also smart in kindergarten, learned how to share and play with others. These are very important lessons.
You can call my mother and ask her if that's true.
We'll have to get her on one of these mornings. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Let's talk then when it comes to saving for retirement, which obviously is the big thing that we talk about. What do we need to know this time of year? We start thinking about gifting and your parents. You're thinking, oh, I want to give or gift something to an adult child, maybe some money. You got a little extra here. Let's give it to them. What about the tax word comes into play here?
Yeah.
What do we need to be aware of with that?
Yeah, so this is a really good time of the year to be talking about this topic. I hope people are perking up their ears right now because, it's the holiday season. We're getting close to Christmas, and certainly parents, grandparents start thinking about giving financial gifts, right? Now, there's both financial and then there's just gifts of whatever, a physical item. But we need to know, how is this treated for tax purposes, so on and so forth. So first things first, Malia and I actually think more parents and grandparents should actually consider doing financial gifts, because we tend to say, hey, I'm going to leave all these hundreds of thousands of dollars until I die, and then I'll give it to my kids, and they'll be like 65 when they inherit it, and I will be dead, so I won't get to see them experience it. And to us, we kind of go, that's an interesting strategy, right? So could you, along the way, give some financial gifts in really meaningful ways? Like, hey, son or daughter, do you have an extra $5,000 that I can pay off for you on that mortgage? Or, something really meaningful where you're not just dumping money in their lap, but you're in a really meaningful way getting to see them experience these financial gifts. So that's item number one. You might want to consider this as time goes on, because when you're dead, you might look down from heaven and see it, but that's the only joy you'll get out of it. So when we think of gifts, though, what really is a gift? Well, it's the IRS considers it any transfer to an individual, either directly or indirectly, where full consideration, which they measure in money or money's worth, is not received in return. Okay. So I'm giving money. Well, a question that comes up is, how much can I give? So this is actually interesting. There is a federal gift tax maximum. So there's a lifetime maximum, and then there's a per year maximum. So you can give, in 2017, it was $14,000, but actually in 2018, you can give up to $15,000 in a year to any one individual without having to file it as a gift, okay? So without having to file paperwork for gift tax return purposes. So this is kind of nice, $15,000 to daughter, to son, to grandchild, and then your spouse can do the same thing, by the way. Okay, so you could give 15, your spouse could give another 15, so really up to $30,000 per child without having to, file some gift tax return. Now, if you go over that dollar amount, And think of this in terms of, right, people go, I'm going to give my home to my kids. Watch out. That is a gift. Because if it's over $15,000, now it is part of what they call your lifetime exemption amount or federal estate tax limitation. You can gift up to, what is it, $5.6 million per over your lifetime, I should say, without the recipient or you having to pay tax, but it is a lifetime exemption amount of how much you can gift. So a lot of things going on here, kind of hard to explain on the radio, but just know under $15,000, you don't have to pay tax when you give it, nor does the recipient have to pay tax when they receive it. Once you go over $15,000, it doesn't mean you have to pay tax or they have to pay tax. It just means you have to file a gift tax return and bring down your lifetime exemption.
Let's just say I've been working with Klaus for years and I've got this very healthy, very robust retirement, all this extra money that I'm going, okay, I know I'm not, I want to gift it. Do you guys have people that like strategically gift that and say, I want to do 30, but I'd rather do it 15 this year?
50. 100%. Okay. Absolutely. That's a big part of what we look at. And I will just say, by the way, we're not accountants. So I encourage everybody sitting here listening today, talk to your accountant specifically about this as you go to give a gift or put together a gifting strategy. But yes, that $15,000 number is a pretty important figure for people to be aware of. Not because you can't go over. Mm-hmm. It's just if you go over, now you have to file it to reduce the amount you can give over the rest of your life. And that starts getting a little more complicated.
Very interesting. He's CJ Klaus. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Klaus Financial. Online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have questions right now for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you. Our number is 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. We'll take your call. We'll also talk about gift tax, when it's applied, what it is. We'll talk about that next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310. You can, of course, call Klaus Financial anytime. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-the-tires appointment at Klaus Financial. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Talking this morning with Malia and CJ, talking about gifting. And of course, that's on a lot of our minds this time of year, is being generous to family and maybe some other organizations, doing all of that. And of course, the big question that comes out is, we start thinking generous, but we all start thinking tax season's right around the corner. Let's talk about taxes, and specifically, is there a gift tax that you'll have to pay, or what do people need to know there?
Well, so exactly what CJ was saying. If you give to an individual, like I said, for 2018, that number's gone up to $15,000 per person. You do not have to file a gift tax return, and that's important to understand that, because nobody wants extra forms to be filling out in April. But there is not usually a gift tax if you stay within those bounds. If you go over that, it can be an agreement that the person who's receiving the gift does pay the taxes at some point, but it's probably not going to come to fruition for you. So again, gifts that are not more than the annual exclusion for the calendar year, usually there's no gift tax form that needs to be filled out. Now, I do want to point out that we seem to always talk about giving gifts to children, adult children and so forth. You can give a gift to anybody. It doesn't have to be related to your family. You still have this exclusion. Also, tuition or medical expenses that you decide you'd like to pay for someone, if you pay them directly to the educational institution, that can be considered a gift. And those are, that can be excluded from being considered a gift if you pay directly. So these are all nice things that you could consider doing. I sat with a gentleman last night whose wife just passed away, and he said that he would like to leave something immediately for his grandchildren and as a current gift, not in his estate. And so we talked about various ways he could do that and talked about that annual exclusion and so forth. So important things to consider. Gifts to your spouse. You can gift to your spouse if they're a U.S. citizen. There's no limit. If they're not a U.S. citizen, there are limits. In 2018, those limits are going up to $152,000 per year that you can gift directly to a non-U.S. citizen spouse. And finally, you can give gifts to a political organization. There's no limit on that. Important to understand that there's many organizations that would certainly like to be able to utilize your gift dollars.
Especially political organizations.
Yes, there are.
Yes. And CJ is going to go a little bit, I think, more into charitable. Mm. Of course, we like to think of charities this time of year and what kind of situations that might help you with your taxes. Well,
I'm just laughing as Malia's going through many of those. You can gift to anybody. I hope everybody heard her say that. But your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor, your friend are not charitable organizations.
No.
So there is a difference between giving a gift and getting a deduction. Okay. So what does getting a deduction mean? A deduction to reduce your taxable income in that year. Well, that's a very different thing. Okay, so let's, I hope everybody's listening closely. Yes, it's great to consider giving to your children, but deduction, because I had somebody say, I just gave, $30,000 to my kids in the last couple of years and I didn't even get a deduction. And I go, no, of course not. Now, if you give to a charity, on the other hand, it can be different. So again, that $18,000 IRS limit, $15,000 in 2018 is the limit per individual. If you do that, you don't have to file a gift tax. But if you give to a charitable organization, you can get a deduction. Charitable being a nonprofit 501c3 of some sort. So in general, contributions to charitable organizations may be deducted up to 50% of your AGI, also known as your adjusted gross income. Contributions to certain private foundations, veterans organizations, fraternal societies, and cemetery organizations are limited to 30% of your adjusted income. Again, you'd want to consult your accountant on all of this, but the point being, sometimes you'll run into people who go, oh, I get it. If I give to just an individual that's not a charity, I don't get a deduction. So I want to give all my, like a bunch of money to charities, my church maybe as an example. And then they give so much that they can't deduct all of it.
Oh.
Right? And that can be a surprise. So you have to be careful in any year. And this is why we say talk to your accountant, talk to your financial advisor as you put together and I'm using quotations. People can't see this, but
use, I'll vouch for you.
Yeah. Okay. Use a gifting strategy. Okay. That's really what you want to focus on.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, talking about gift giving this time of year. We're going to talk about RMDs. If you are one of those individuals that has to take that required minimum distribution, what do you need to know in regards to charity? We'll do that next, as well as have our Kloss Quiz question of the week as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're joined this morning by retirement planning professionals Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial's office, 442-5637. That's Kloss Financial's office. That's 442-5637. CJ, going to have to change all your business cards. Although it is Wisconsin, it's that time of year. I have a feeling some people will give you a call and say, looking for Klosh Finance. if you need any information, more information, doesn't cost you anything, for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klosh Financial, again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Klosh Quiz question of the week. Let's wrap up with RMDs. And some people, you know, some of us, you get to that point, you have to start taking those distributions. Still want to be charitable? What do you need to know?
Yeah, so Sean's got a few years to wait on this, but if he's slurring his words, maybe sooner than we thought. So if you're 70 and a half, or your parents are, you're probably familiar with required minimum distributions. This is when basically the IRS has said, you've been sitting on your retirement money for a very long time. It's been growing tax deferred, and we would like some of those taxes paid. So they're forcing you to actually pay out taxes on your distributions. They're telling you exactly how much each year you need to start getting distributing and paying taxes on. And that would be out of all your traditional IRAs or your old employer 401ks. But if you don't take out the minimum that they require, then you're going to pay a penalty of 50% of what you were supposed to take out. So nobody wants to be left in that situation. But what's interesting here is that you can choose if you don't, again, need to actually utilize the money from those RMDs, you can actually choose to do what's called a qualified charitable distribution. And this is something that was actually locked in place by Congress just a couple years ago formally, and that allows you to make your distribution, the required amount, directly to a qualified charity. Again, as CJ pointed out, it's qualified charity, not your children. And you can do that up to $100,000 per taxpayer. So it really is a win-win. Again, nobody likes to be told what to do, that they're forced to take their money out sometimes, but if you don't have to pay tax and the charity doesn't have to pay tax, I would say that's a lot of winning going on, and that's a great thing. Now you can't get a deduction. You cannot get a deduction and not pay taxes. It doesn't work that way. But again, if you can actually donate that directly to the charity, then again, everybody wins.
Yeah, so just real quick, I know we're running out of time here. Sometimes when people hear, I can't get a deduction, like Malia just mentioned, they think, well, why would I do it? Again, you're not paying taxes in the first place, right? That's the point. That's right. You never did. Because normally when you do a required distribution, that's the whole point, is you're paying income taxes at that time. Well, if it goes from your pre-tax IRA or 401k directly into a directly to a charity, you didn't pay tax. So it's almost like getting a deduction, right? That's the way I look at it, because you're never paying taxes in the first place. Quick comment here. Malia and I believe a lot more people should be doing this. Mm-hmm. A lot more. And many people would. It's not because they're not charitably minded. It's because they don't know this exists. So please, please, please go talk to your accountant, your financial advisor. It is the qualified charitable distribution rule, taking your RMD and directing it immediately to a qualified charity.
And if you just remember QCD, most folks in the industry will know exactly what you're talking about.
I doubt it. You better have that description.
What are you talking about?
Qualified charitable distribution rule is what you want to know about right there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget with that first get to know you appointment, not going to cost you anything, at Kloss Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637, online klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. When you get to the website, don't forget you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. A nice little snapshot comes in your inbox once a week. I think it's Wednesdays is when I get mine. Wednesdays, just a quick little overview of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the podcast as well. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. Got a $25 gift card for iTunes. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win that $25 gift card for iTunes. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2018, how much can an individual gift another individual per IRS rules. Telephone number 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win that $25 gift card for iTunes. Don't forget the number as well for Kloss Financial. That's 442-5637. Set up that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It's not going to cost you anything. Kloss Financial would love to get to know you. Again, their number is 442-5637 and online at klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.